should you pay yourself CPF even when you start a company as a sole proprietor? The only requirement by CPF is that you have your compulsory MediSave contribution every year. Apart from that, actually, you don't really contribute to your CPF unless you voluntarily top up. But as a corporate employee, even if you are the owner and the employee, you draw salary, ma. That is like CPF implications.
So all this depends on your perspective and your point of view. On the contrary to what many people think, that CPF is an additional liability, I actually see it as a form of benefit. So the way I want CPF to be distributed and saved up for me is because even after I quit my job, I start this business, I want to have mandatory salary contributions so that I can continue to apply for my credit cards. I have my salary crediting bank accounts. If I take a loan, they will see my salary instead of my NOA as a self-employed. And I'm very sure if you're a self-employed or sole proprietor, you will know of this 30% haircut if you want to go for all these mortgage or loans that will see your salary as a form of income documentation. I was very determined at the start to pay myself through salary so that I can keep this relationship with both IRAs and CPF, make sure that I have a secure income source. You're building up for your retirement funds, future housing funds. But even so, as a business, you can also don't pay yourself CPF through director fees and dividends.
When you pay yourself CPF as an owner of a company, you are seen as an employee. You need to take into consideration the 17% employer contribution as well. 20% of your salary will then need to go into contribute to your CPF as well as the regular employment CPF rules.